Micah, now that the law is really rolling out, how does it affect all these young adults who are getting insurance through their parents' plans?
One of the most popular stipulations of the Affordable Care Act so far has been the fact that young adults can stay on their parents' health insurance plan until they are 26. Before, the age limit was typically 19 or 23 for full-time students, and this went into effect in 2010, and people immediately took advantage of it. But there is a but.
What exactly is the but?
Here's the thing. There is another stipulation in the law that I think not a lot of people are aware of. And that is, for certain insurance customers, once their kid turns 21, the price for their premium will go up significantly because they'll count as an adult.
All right. Certain people, what groups are we talking about?
We're talking about customers who are buying insurance as individuals or as part of a small group, meaning usually small employers with under 50 employees.
So at a big company like ours, this wouldn't take place?
No, this would not take place. But for those buying as individuals or as part of a small group, what is changing is something called the family composition definition. So until now, plans were typically packaged as a family deal. Didn't matter if your family had 3 people, 5 people, 7 people, you paid the same price. It also didn't matter if the kids were 2, 5, and 6, or 21, 23, and 24. Didn't matter, same price. But now, you have to pay for each member of your family, and once a member turns 21, they count as an adult.
Sounds like that could get pricey and really hit people in their pocketbooks.
It looks that way. I mean, again, it will depend on what kind of plan you have and which state you live in. But a lot of people are getting their insurance through so-called small employers. The majority of small businesses in this country has fewer than 50 employees. So this does affect millions of Americans potentially.
All right. Thanks, Mikan.
Thank you, Tanya. And, you know, there is a lot to this. And I put all that information at newsworks.org.